Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Chicago!
The Chicago Blackhawks finished the season series with Calgary here at the United Center with a chance to climb the Western Conference standings at the expense of the Flames. And though they've dropped two heartbreaking overtime losses this season in Calgary, the Hawks' fortunes can begin to rebound tonight, but it has to start with home ice success. Third and final meeting between the Hawks and the Flames set to begin. Down to center ice we go. A little jostling before the opening draw. And now the drop of the puck, we're underway, and this squirts back into the Calgary zone beside the net. Dave's got the puck behind the net. Spins it to the right wing corner. Alex DeBrincat there. 25 seconds of the power play to Osterley at the blue line. Deep slot to DeBrincat, top of the right circle. Guns it on goal. He scores! A power play goal! And the kid, the cat, Alex DeBrincat, with a seeing eye shot, beats Mike Smith. And the Hawks have scored two power play goals against the Calgary Flames in as many days and take a 1-0 lead. Keith in the circle to the left of glass. He'll lead Taves out of the zone at the left wing to center ice, and he shot the puck across the rink. Thanks to Michael Ferland in front of the penalty boxes. To Gaudreau, Hawk line to Monahan over the Hawk line. Left circle, he moves in, he put it in front of the net, they score. And Dougie Hamilton breaking down the far side, took a handoff and pokes it past Jeff Glass. And the Flames have tied it at one. Kane put it right point now to Kempney, moves into the high slot and fires, blocked in front, and Yurko scoops the rebound toward the net, they score! It may have hit Hartman in front of the net and rolled over the line. The Hawks have taken the lead at 2-1. The red light has not come on behind the Calgary net, and we get a conversation between one of the game referees and one of the linesmen, but the referee pointing at the net. I think this is going to be a goal.
The call on the ice is a goal. Calgary is now using their coach's challenge for goaltender interference.
Okay, so now we got that straightened out. Now let's get into the goaltender challenge part of it.
After reviewing the play, it was determined there was goaltender interference, therefore we have no goal.
Okay, well, I think we just got our funkiest play of the night, and no goal for the Hawks. He'll move it up the right side. Gaudreau, who chips it into the Hawk zone. Monahan got it back left point. Steers it down to boards behind the Hawk net. Ferland's got it there. Back to the left point. Brody swings it right point. Stone, long wrist shot. They score! With 3:30 left in the third period, the Flames have gone ahead 2-1. And one of the Flames in front of the net might have been Johnny Gaudreau, might have been Sean Monahan. Tipped this puck, I believe. Hawk net is empty. A turnover by Gaudreau at center ice. Here's Taves the other way. Down the left wing. Into the Flames zone. Carries behind the net. Tried to set it up in front. Just deflects to the line. Monahan's got the puck. Monahan at center ice. Crossing the Hawk line with an empty net. He shoots and scores. It's an empty net goal for Sean Monahan. 3-1 Calgary with 1:51 left in the third period. And the United Center begins to empty. Kane beside the right circle with 11. Put it across left circle. Schmaltz. Schmaltz now put it in front, and Isamov shoots, save, rebound, score! Patrick Kane with 5 seconds left in the third. He's going to make it 3-2, and it's not over yet, not impossible, but it's going to take a near miracle for the Hawks to tie this game.